Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yeah, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Hey, how are you? Happy Thursday to you. This already 10th day of January 2013. How are you? It's Joey Kroll for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. You doing all right today? Whew, I'm hoping to, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm hoping to get my car back. It's been in the shop since yesterday morning. I'm hoping to get it back sometime today. I was running out and doing some errands in Farmer City and Clinton. And when I was driving from Farmer City to Clinton, right there on 54, my car decided to stop working. So there I was. I had to pull over and had to call a tow truck. And it's just, you know, going through that type of stuff where you have to spend money, and it's just the inconvenience of it is never fun. So please be praying for me that everything will be minimal and cheap. Amen. Sometimes those car repairs are not fun at all. But apart from that, I am blessed. I am blessed. It is so good to be here today here on Great News Radio. And, you know, I just got to share something really neat here with you. My wife gave me full permission to share this with you, and just so blessed this past weekend. My wife had a relative who unfortunately passed away. You know, he was in the Lord and so forth. And normally with funerals, a lot of people come, some friends and family members who you haven't seen, but also coming with that are some of the strained relationships, seeing people you haven't seen in years because there was a fallout or something like that. And it was so neat. At this funeral, we saw relationships being restored. And the relationship between my wife and her father has been strained for quite some time now. Of course, when we walked in, you know, totally God ordained this. They saw each other right when we walked in, looked at each other. They ran to each other. They hugged and they kissed, and they both asked for apologies. So everybody was crying, and I couldn't help but, you know, shed a couple of tears as well. But, you know, there is power in forgiveness. There's power in letting things go. Not only for the other person, but for you as well. And I share this here with you today, not only to celebrate, you know, what God is doing, because our God is truly a God of reconciliation, but also just to encourage you, is there somebody you need to call today? And maybe apologize, or maybe pursue and seek forgiveness, maybe a relationship that you have to restore. I highly encourage you to do that, because it's not about winning anymore. Amen. So yeah, so be praying for my wife and her dad as they head towards the road of healing together and restoration, and have conversations to talk about the past, so they can work on issues and all that stuff too. So, but yeah, big praise in the Kroll family household. Good stuff. So, hey, speaking of good stuff, are you ready for March? Yeah, March the 2nd. We're getting ready for a 12-day mission trip to Israel. Of course, not only an opportunity to visit the Holy Land and see some of the sites and the things that we've been reading about since we were growing up in the church and actually see it for yourself, but also make a difference for the kingdom of God by going through a mission/humanities trip to Israel. Again, March the 2nd through the 13th, which is coming up less than 2 months away for the 12-day trip. Again, March the 2nd through the 13th. So a lot of great missions and service projects and so forth. You can get more information on the trip to Israel by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Then there's like more information there, and also an application to fill out online. Or if you prefer the good old telephone, just call Karen. She'll give you more details on that. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777 for the special trip to Israel coming up in March. Well, our devotion for today comes from John chapter 20. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Right after this song, it's called The Faithfulness Medley, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
What a fellowship, what a joy we find in thee.
What a great song. It's called the Faithfulness Medley. I needed that today. Amen. How are you? It's Joey Kroll right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. This past week, my wife got a call from a relative saying that her uncle, who she hasn't seen in several years, passed away. And obviously my wife was a little bummed out, a little sad about it and so forth. So we obviously both decided to go down to the funeral. Now it was on Sunday, so we took the day off on Sunday. We drove down. It was down in southern Illinois. She saw people she hasn't seen in years, people who I've never even met until then, but it was great to meet all these individuals and so forth. And her uncle was a believer. He was in the Lord. And there we were sitting in the second row. I saw his mother, the age of 85, 90, having to attend the funeral of her own son. I saw the widow. I saw the children. I saw the family members. I saw other individuals that this person has served with in his entire life. Just lines of people. Then I began to tear up, and not because I was sad, but because I was happy. Because death does not have dominion in the life of the believer. Obviously, when somebody attends a funeral, there's a death in the family. Kind of makes you examine life a little bit, don't it? Makes you examine the way you live and maybe the relationship that you have or don't have with God. But friend, I am so grateful that death does not have dominion in the life of the believer. And the Lord directed me to John chapter 20 as I was just pondering this. In John chapter 20, this was after the fact that Jesus was crucified. People were sad. People were discouraged. People were down in the dumps. Jesus was crucified. He was dead. He was in the tomb. And John chapter 20 talks about how Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and she noticed that the stone, which they had back then to cover the entrance of the tomb, that the stone was removed. It was rolled away. And she was confused. She thought, what happened? Somebody has taken my Lord out of the tomb. I mean, this woman is already distraught, already discouraged, already bummed out. Things got bad to worse, all within just a matter of moments, because she thought somebody took the Lord out of the tomb. And we pick up in verse 11 of John chapter 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. She wept. She bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They had taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they had put him." At this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. She was already sad, already feeling like to the lowest low emotionally when Jesus died. She was disoriented because she saw Jesus' face, but she didn't think it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener, and she was all confused because she was so discouraged, so sad. She was weeping and she was crying. Friend, do you relate to that today? Define yourself being depressed, feeling like there is no hope. For this time of the year, many, many statistics have shown that January is one of the most depressing times of the year. Friend, do you find yourself relating to Mary? Not because somebody had died, but maybe your dreams died, or a relationship has died, or your marriage is dying, and you find yourself weeping and crying. And in the midst of Mary's sorrow, in the midst of Mary's weeping, in the midst of her crying, in the midst of her distraught, verse 15, Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" In other words, it's okay. Why are you crying? I'm right here. I'm right here. Why are you crying? Everything is okay. Don't be looking at the situation, but look at the greater picture, because I have risen from the tomb. Death does not have dominion. Who is it that you're looking for? I'm not in there. I'm right here. I overcame death. Jesus was giving her hope in the midst of her situation. And Mary, I love that she thought it was the gardener and she was confused. It says, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will go get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful verse. He first called her woman. "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" But verse 16, he makes it personal. Mary. Maybe it was a way for him just to say her name so she can snap out of the fog that she was in. And it says that she turned to him and cried out, "Teacher, Rabboni!" In the midst of her sorrow, in the midst of her sadness, she found hope. She was celebrating. Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 says, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." Amen. Friend, all this to say, I don't know what you may be struggling with. I don't know what you may be going through. But friend, if you are a child of God, know that the Lord is right next to you, just like he was next to Mary in the midst of her situation. Psalm 147 verse 3 says it the best. "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Friend, there is comfort in Jesus today. There is comfort. There is hope. There is true hope and true comfort through Jesus Christ. And he can turn your wailing into dancing and clothe you with joy.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger, so rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. The Lord has forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, stronger, so rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise, it's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
He never sleeps.
Sleep.
He never slumbers.
He never tires
of hearing.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Yeah, this is Don Moen, and He Never Sleeps, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mr. Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow with the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.